I'm Gail Stafford, and I'm one of the volunteers with the upcoming Product Summit, November 20 to 23 in San Francisco, California. And I'm interviewing Cindy Solomon, the head of the conference, the head of Product Summit. And I'm just going to turn it to you, Cindy, now. And could you tell us about why you're excited about product excellence, about this Product Summit coming up? And just start with that.
So I'm really excited about the Product Summit because it's a conference that brings everyone together who is passionate about product excellence. That includes the designers, the developers, hardware guys, software guys, the geeks, the business people, the operations people, everyone in between. Everyone in a company cares about product excellence, but we're usually stuck in silos and we don't have a chance to talk to each other. And yet the customer has an experience of the product from the beginning to the end. And anything that they touch to the product, the customer, you know, has an experience, whether it's good or bad. And so in the people working on the product should be all coming together to discuss what are all the issues that will guarantee a successful product. And it just doesn't happen in real life. We all get together with our own disciplines and our own functions. There isn't time. So that's what the event is about, the opportunity for people from all different perspectives to get together and focus on what the product needs, what guarantees a successful product at every stage, not only at startup stage, but at scaling and sustaining over time.
Great. And so one theme that I've heard, you know, from talking with you over the past few weeks about this conference is this theme of a holistic view of the product. And you kind of touched on this about you see problems with silos, and part of the conference, the purpose of this conference is get people out of a narrow view into a more holistic view of the entire product and the product life cycle. How's this conference going to help someone, say, get that more broad-minded, holistic view?
Oh, excellent. So first of all, the speakers are hand-picked experts from the San Francisco Bay Area. They're authors, they're thought leaders, they're founders of companies, they're in the C-suite of companies from different industries. So they will be talking about what they're passionate about and in terms of how they have achieved product excellence or what they view as important at different aspects and different pieces of it. This is a very broad focus that we're talking about. It's not just one thing. There's so many, not only elements, expertise required, but also experience and knowledge. So the first day is lightning talks by speakers. Someone said lightning talks are 6 minutes. No, these are 20-minute presentations. The speakers can decide if they want to present, if they want to lead a discussion. But we get 12 speakers, not up on a stage, right in front of the audience so the audience can interact with them. So the first day we're saying people have a chance to come together, network, and listen to the experts. The second day is 2-hour workshops. People will be able to choose four. There's multi-tracks to choose from. You're not limited to one track. If you want to go the developer track and then the designer track or the maker track, people, when we're not just talking about theory or how-tos, these are actually hands-on. So one of the workshops, people will actually be able to make a Arduino wearable piece of technology. And so the second day is hands-on interaction and learning. The third day is a design thinking innovation challenge. And this is counterintuitive for engineers and makers to go through the process from a design thinking point of view. And people in the Valley know IDEO and they know the design school of Stanford. So it's actually applying their process to solving a real-world problem. And we are solving a hardware problem that inventors have come to us and presented us with this challenge. So people will be broken into groups. They have to learn how to collaborate, and they have to learn how to go through the steps of actually applying design thinking to produce a result that they will present at the end of the day in a challenge. So it's somewhat like a hackathon. I think of it as it's a product management hackathon. Everything that will be required are things that product managers have to do on a regular basis, but usually don't have the time or resources or support to really do it sufficiently. And the last day is an unconference. It's Product Camp San Francisco. Everyone presents. We vote. Everyone pitches what they want to present or talk about. They can come prepared to talk, or they can just get up and say, hey, why is nobody addressing this? Or I'd like to have a conversation about that. Everyone who's present votes on the schedule, and we do like agile voting for kind of feature prioritization. Then the team puts up the schedule, and people go to those events. Go to those presentations, and then we come back together for a debriefing, and people are catapulted back into their jobs, teams, and products to gain from the experience.
Yeah, and I think that's an important point, is that after the whole point of this summit, product summit, is to really deliver a high degree of value, and that means you obviously shifted away from lecture style, the focus of many conferences, which is a lot of lecture style delivery, but instead you're really throwing them into, here's some real problems to get some real problem solving skills and practical things to take back to your office when you're done. That was something you very deliberately did based on feedback and some of the successes of your first two product camp events, is that right?
No, so actually, everything that I've been doing from the beginning, from I started a Twitter chat to talk about product management, to break down walls, so product managers, no matter where they were, could discuss these things. Then I started recording thought leaders and invited people to participate. So it's always been about participation and interaction and community, because the people in San Francisco are very bright. They don't need more information. If you need information, you can just read the book. You can just go on YouTube. You can go to Khan Academy. We don't need to sit in front of another expert. Everybody who is attending is an expert in their own product, in their own career, in their own perspective and profession. So really, the product summit, and the reason why it's a summit and not a conference, is because we're all coming together to push this to the next level and to gain from each other's expertise, not to be passively take in somebody's point of view, because product success takes everyone on the team. It's not only one intellectual point of view, is everyone trying to figure out what it takes at every point. And there is no static definition of what product excellence is. That is totally a liquid moving target, what the product needs at one stage in its growth. To bring it from just the idea into reality is different than what it needs to launch it into the marketplace. And it's totally different than what the product means to sustain it and own the market and then to continue iterating on it. So I thank you for pointing this out, that this is not just another conference, and it's really key that it came out of San Francisco, because all the brains are coming here. They're here. They don't need to be given more information. They need an opportunity and a venue to interact with each other, to share that information, so everybody is pushed forward.
Excellent. And I wonder if you could talk also about the movement, the broader movement that this product summit is a part of, an expression of. And I know you have a lot of ideas about the broader movement that you are a part of building. And maybe you could talk also about community building that you're involved with that extends far beyond San Francisco.
Yeah, so this actually is a grass grassroots movement, we call it the Movement for Product Excellence, of people who care about the future of products. How do we achieve product excellence? It's not only in Silicon Valley that we have the keys to this, and there is knowledge, there is process, there's tools. That's available, and we can share that. So people from all over the world are interested in what we're doing and wanting to bring it to their locale. They want to bring this information and knowledge to either start a startup environment or forward their product ecosystem. And the other piece of this is product management is now getting understood as not only a professional endeavor, but it's a trade, it's a craft, and it's an ongoing endeavor. You cannot learn once how to be a product manager and be done. It's parallel to everything that I'm talking about, that in order to be a good product manager, you have to be constantly hands-on, working with everyone on the team, understanding the constantly changing aspects of the market, and knowing how to communicate this. So this movement is for people who are coming, seeing what we're doing in San Francisco and saying, hey, can we bring this to our community? And we've been using the meetup platform. They'll start a meetup. We'll identify experts who will come and speak at the meetup. We have digital events, where, including the Global Product Management Talk broadcast. So the movement is really spreading the brain wealth of what does it take to achieve product excellence, what are all the steps, and the educational foundation of what's involved. What do we mean by a product? What are the seven phases that a product has to go through? Kind of universalizing the language so we're all talking about the same thing when we talk about product management, when we talk about what do we mean by development, what do we mean by agile, what do we mean by lean, and what is the big picture? What is the focus that we can all align on?
Great. Another thing that I've learned from you is, yeah, just how important it is to get people talking and use the power of conversation to facilitate learning, discovery, development of new skills. So it's, this conference, the design, I think, is really strong. And according to adult learning theory, adults learn best when they're immersed in this interactive and participative kind of learning environment. So it's I think it's a really strong way in terms of the investment that someone makes in their time. They're going to get back a lot back from this kind of event, just because in terms of learning value and things they can practically apply back at the office, right? And maybe that some of
Absolutely.
These people can get information in terms of how to maybe start up a community. If we have someone coming from outside the Bay Area, they can, you know, learn how to start up maybe their own product excellence community back home.
Right. They can start a community, or if they are a product manager within an organization, they'll also learn how to raise the visibility of what they're talking about and create an internal community. So everyone is talking about the product. We're all coming to the table to focus on what the product needs rather than fighting about what my title is, what your title is, what our budget is, what your budget is, you know, what we think needs to happen because this is what our focus is. So this enables people to understand, well, how do you create community of people from all disparate points of view? Let's shift the focus to what we all care about. We all care about catapulting our products into their next level of success. How do we do that?
Excellent. And in terms of signing up for this and attending this product summit coming up, what?
We can go to the details. The product summit. The website is at productsummit.org, and you can go there directly. It shows you all of the different days, who the speakers are, what is happening on each of the days, productsummit.org. And the days are November 20th, 21st, 22nd, and 23rd, so it's coming right up. It's in San Francisco at the General Assembly location at 501 Folsom Street, which is on the corner of First, and it's a great space. It's really, you get a flavor of San Francisco startup in the Soma area. We also have a mobile app at bizibo.com. Look for Product Summit, and inside the app, you can actually connect with other participants. Even if you're not coming to the summit, you can join the mobile app. We're creating the community right there. You can actually interact with people who will be attending, and you can see attending and get more information. The schedule for each day will be there. The after parties will be there. We have the Mobile App Design Awards, specific product excellence, on the first day. That'll be part of our celebration. And we will have the details of who the winner is for the Innovation Challenge. And we'll also get in there when we do set the schedule on Product Camp on Sunday, November 23rd. That schedule will be input right into the app.
Great. Okay. So
productsummit.org. Also, it's startupproduct.com. That's the main website for the Movement for Product Excellence. There's a lot of information, as well as all the background information and all the resources from webinars, broadcasts, other speakers, lots and lots of articles, books, the meetups, events, all kinds of things are at startupproduct.com to get you started.
Great. Okay.
The only thing we left
out
is that the thing is it's community-driven, so it's volunteer-driven. And I appreciate your contribution to the community and the volunteer effort, Gail. So thank you so much. Thanks.
Yeah, excellent. So good.